I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Happy St. Patrick's Day. I know it's hard to keep track of that. We don't have a lot of Irish representation here on
a redhead.
Dom show. That's right, Joe. Joe could pass as our token representative.
Italian redhead, Joe Sibilia.
There you go. That's right. Well, you got to come up with something when you have to come up with it, okay? Can't say Obrowski or something here.
Obrowski.
Sibilia.
Sibilia.
Oh, Giordano.
Now, if Joe were Irish, we would have every major
I am part Irish.
Okay, there you go. Most people might be. All right.
I'm a mutt. Probably something Irish. Right?
I don't think I have any there. I know there's a General Burgoyne in there somewhere, though, who lost the Revolutionary War.
And you're dressed like Steve Jobs today. You got all black on. There's no green on you. You're going to get pinched all day, Dom.
See, I said a beatnik. If you had a beret, he belonged one of those 50 beatnik coffee Java things.
Well, my birthday's coming up, Joe. That'd be a nice touch. I will wear that to future. I like the Michael Scott, the Steve Carell hat that he wears when he's the classy Santa and date night Michael. I like that one.
Yeah.
The hat back. That's one time when a hat backwards works.
I could see it.
Be a good golfing hat. So, Joe, there's a suggestion. Could be cheap, too. Just make sure it's not from China. Just saying.
Yes.
All right. Now, Chris Bruner and his wife and his family company, American Construction in Cherry Hill, are making a good bit of local news. Dan saw this, and we thought, in the midst of all this stuff, of viri and bands and ghost towns and all the rest, this is a tremendous story of what people do, what Americans do in the middle of this. Let's go to Chris and find out that story here on the Dom Giordano Show. Hey, Chris, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very, very well, Chris. So American Construction in Cherry Hill, what do you guys do?
We do exterior remodeling, residential roofing, siding, and windows.
So is business about normal? This would be a high point for business, I think, heading into the spring, right?
Yeah, it should be a high point. But for the last maybe week and a half, the phone's just totally stopped ringing.
Yeah, I can imagine why people are hunkered down and not thinking about, you know, repairing anything other than staying out of harm's way. So you come up with a novel idea to get your employees to still continue to work. What are you and your wife doing?
We were sitting around last Friday, and we noticed that a lot of people on Facebook and our family and friends, everybody was, like, really concerned and worried and had all this anxiety and fear about what was to come. And we thought that maybe we could find a silver lining in all of this. And we thought that the silver lining might be watching the community come together in solidarity to try to help each other. So we went on Facebook, and we put out a couple of posts because we have all these trucks from our business, and ask people if they needed help getting any essential items, food, groceries, toiletries, or anything else, toys for kids, to give us a call, text us, get in contact with us, and we would go, and at no charge, this is totally self-financed, we're not taking any donations, there's a lot of great causes out there like United Way, we don't want to take away from any of those. So we said that we will pull out of our own pocket, and we'll go pick these items up for people and deliver them to their house.
So you not only are giving them delivery service, because some of them might be older, afraid, whatever it might be, you're paying for these items?
We have been 100% self-financed out of our own pocket. So far, we've helped over 220 families in the South Jersey area that we've been able to make deliveries for.
Now, most of them are for diaper and baby formula, stuff like that?
A lot of diaper and baby formula. I'll tell you what we're running into the most of, and it's single mothers who work full-time, and now their kids are out of school for the next 2 weeks, and they've had to go and pick up costs for daycare. Well, not daycare, but babysitters to come into the house. So we had one lady that we dropped off for yesterday. She has 3 children, 8, 9, and 10. The 8-year-old is a special needs child, and she's working full time. So now she has to have a babysitter at her house while she works during the day so she can keep her job. So she called us up and asked for help, and we were able to go over and give her kids some toys and fill up the refrigerator for her. And that's probably a bulk of the calls, along with elderly people that we had a Vietnam vet yesterday that his wife has emphysema, and he just had hip replacement surgery, so he's at high risk.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they called us up and asked if we could help them out and get their prescriptions for them and get groceries for them, and we were able to do the same thing for them as well.
Wow, this is just remarkable. Now, give us your experience at the stores in the area. The 20-mile radius, Dan tells me, you've been driving around Cherry Hill. Are you finding stuff? Are you finding toilet paper, Chris?
I'll tell you what's amazing. We actually are. You know, there's every once in a while we've had to go to maybe 2 stores to find everything because a store might run out of one thing. But the stores are really doing an amazing job. I mean, one cool thing for us and something that's been very rewarding is we've been able to see the good side of people by doing this. We get to see all the people that are really working hard in the grocery stores and in the gas stations and all the people that are out there trying to help provide for the community, along with all the people who have contacted us offering to help and volunteer. And what we've seen is just a tremendously strong and resilient community.
And you're allowed to do this. I know you want to be careful about following the rules and all. You believe everything is okay so far with that, right?
Yeah, so this is what we've done so far, is that when we go into any of the grocery stores or anything, ShopRite is great. They have hand sanitizers and sanitation stations at the door, so we sanitize the carts, we sanitize our hands. We're calling people before we drop off, and we're leaving all the grocery items or any deliveries on their front porch, so we're not actually making contact with people. And we are respecting that, you know, we're doing like a 10-foot radius, that we're trying to do the social distancing and to keep our distance from people. I'll tell you, we were going to stop yesterday morning because we were worried. We don't want to inadvertently infect anyone. I woke up yesterday morning after we'd announced that we were going to close down our operation. I had 7 messages from people that were telling me that they weren't going to be able to eat unless we could come help them.
Oh,
and it broke my heart.
My God. Jesus.
Hey, I just want to interject real quick, Dom and Chris. So what Chris is doing has really taken a foot in community groups. So on Facebook, Chris posted in the Cherry Hill community group. There was actually a post in the Kennett Square PA community group, a bus driver by the name of Gwendolyn Higginbotham. She's a school bus driver, but obviously off. So she as well has volunteered to, if you need help, you know, go out there and drive the buses to help out. And like Chris is doing, you know, if you're out there and you have the means to help out, put up a post on Facebook. Say you can help out. You know, help out your neighbor. Chris is a self-funded operation. You know, we can't donate to his work, I don't believe. We'll get to that in a second. But if you're out there and you have a Facebook account, you have a bunch of friends, just put up a status saying, "Here, hey, I'm here to help," you know?
Well, Chris, can we donate to that?
We're not set up like that, so we're self-funded. We know that sometimes if you start collecting donations and stuff, people kind of, they get a jaundiced view. All we ask for people to do is, one, there's a lot of great charities like United Way that are set up to take donations. Please donate to them. We're just out here trying to do our part and help out. And the only thing we ask of anybody is try to pay it forward. If you see somebody and, you know, smile at somebody, try to open a door for somebody. There's a lot of heroes out there right now, single parents trying to take care of their kids. If you have a chance to help somebody in the community, that's the only thing, is we hope we're an example that maybe somebody else will be able to brighten up another person's day just a little bit.
Chris, where do they call you if there's somebody that wants to hook up because of all the things we've discussed? What do they do?
Yeah, they could call my cell phone number directly. Do you want me to go ahead and give it?
Yeah.
215-384-8703.
215-384-8703. Chris,
thank
you so much for what you're doing. This is a real bright spot, and I think it's going to inspire a lot of people to do this safely, do it in the correct way. And, you know, it doesn't have to be an overwhelming thing that they do, but something that helps around this. 215-384-8703. Thank you, Chris. Please stay in touch with Dan. We'd like to hear more.
Of course. You have a great day.
All right, Chris Bruner here on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Dan, your thoughts? You're the one that saw this and moved on it.
Yeah, so a great, great initiative that this guy's doing, especially get out there, help out the community. If you need help, reach out to people on your Facebook. If you're looking to help, post that status. You know, try to get the help out. He gave out his cell phone number. Again, that's 215-384-8703. If you don't want to be intrusive, you can also search American Construction on Facebook. And he's providing rolling updates with pictures as to what his work is. Again, he mentioned that they did end their initiative because of the rising concerns of coronavirus. So he has to kind of curb it. So you got to look into the community to kind of pick up where he left off. And if you can help out, if there's people close to you that you can help out, please help.
All right. Phone lines are 855-839-1210. Wow. That was stunning stuff of what they've been able to accomplish and keep people working essentially as workers rather than, you know, they're sort of remodeling, but they're also doing this. Wow. It's something you
got to
get
rid of the stigma too, because I myself, I'm a proud guy. If I needed help, there's no way I'm asking for help. And I think we have to kind of, you know, get that stigma on Facebook a little bit. You know, well, if you need the help, kind of put it out there that you need the help.
It's a fine line. That's a tough thing. You really got to make an individual decision. I admire people both ways. Yeah, if you need it, if it's that desperate, like the emphysema slash.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. If it's that desperate, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is a good way to do it. It's private charity. I don't want to go into the attack of the government. Government has a place in this too. But this is what happens. This is the good stuff. And too many people don't recognize this. Love to get your reaction to this too, though. It is a, quite a ray of light, I thought. And the last thing he said, seven people said, well, we won't be able to eat. We can't get there. He had those calls waiting.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.